Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome to the April 2019 Artist of the Month for Japan Top 10.
Japan Top 10!
All right, you got me. It's not Ethel, of course. It's me, Andy, and I'm here to bring you my pick for the April 2019 Japan Top 10 Artist of the Month episode. So actually, when thinking about what artist to pick for this episode, I was having a really hard time, so I did a little searching and I looked at our Facebook page to get some inspiration about what people were liking, and I saw that Taylor Swift is someone who also enjoys a lot of our fan membership, so this month's Artist of the Month is going to be Taylor Swift. I hope you guys get really excited. That's actually why I'm here on this episode too. I'm announcing a new direction that JTop 10 is planning to take with some of our content. We are going to have a country top 10 countdown featuring artists like Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, Luke Bryan, and so much more. I know that you guys may also enjoy that facet of music, so we're opening up new branches for our creative outlets here on Japan Top 10, and we hope that you guys will continue to support us through all this. And of course, I am just kidding, it's April Fool's. I got you once, maybe twice with the second one, but yes, we're having a little fun on April's Artist of the Month this month, but I am actually sincerely going to bring you some Japanese music. Not that there's anything wrong with any other kinds of music. Please enjoy all kinds of music and support all the great artists around the world, but we are here today for some Japanese music, and I have quite a special pick for you. One of my very personal favorites. It's Hirai Ken, or Ken Hirai, and I just adore Ken Hirai so much. I have liked him probably since high school, I'd say, and that's largely thanks to some people who helped me discover him when I was in high school. I was a big Lauryn Hill fan, and for those of you who don't know, Lauryn Hill and Hirai Ken actually collaborated a little bit while Hirai was working abroad. He's actually worked abroad quite a bit, and he has shared a lot of success milestones for Japanese artists abroad, including he was the first Japanese person to perform at the Apollo Theater in New York, which is quite a feat. A lot of renowned artist can't even do that from America, so I think that's such an amazing feat. And he was also the first Japanese artist to be on MTV Unplugged, and I cannot tell you how many times I went back and tried to find all of those videos on the internet when I was in high school. He did that in 2003, I believe, was when he appeared on MTV Unplugged, and I was just obsessed with trying to find it. Thanks to when I studied abroad, people introduced me to Ken Hirai. I told them I liked Lauryn Hill, and one of my friends here mentioned that, oh, I know Lauryn Hill, and I asked her why, and it was because Hirai Ken had done something, some work with her, some performances with her. And so, to make a very long story short, I'm here to bring you Ken Hirai and all of his lovely music. Now, Ken Hirai is primarily influenced by R&B, but he also enjoys jazz and has released several Ken's Bar albums with jazz covers of his favorite songs. And those Ken's Bar albums get me every time. They are just such wonderful nuggets of music. If you like what you hear today, please go and check out all of Ken Hirai's work, but primarily those Ken's Bar covers are really interesting to me. Actually, Ken Hirai had a strong fan base outside of Japan from the get-go. He was well-liked in Taiwan and Hong Kong from the very beginning of his career, way back in the 90s, actually. So, yeah, he's been active since 1995, and his singles routinely chart the top 10 on Oricon ever since the 2000s. His biggest hit to date is Hitomi o Tojite from 2004, and it's said to be the most iconic song of that year. He also shared a lot of success with his other song, My Grandfather's Clock, or Ookina Furudoke, in 2002, which is a take on a classic grandfather's clock theme. But yes, needless to say, Ken Hirai has done a lot of work internationally, as well as in Japan, and has shared lots and lots of success in both fronts. Alright, let's get to the bread and butter. These are my top 5 for Ken Hirai, and I am so excited to share them with you. First up, it's Kimi wa Tomodachi, which is a song from 2004.
Number 5. 雲つられて笑った映し鏡みたいだ君は僕の友達君が怒った僕も負けずに怒った子供の喧嘩みたいだ君は僕の友達僕が寂しい時はあと少し付き合ってうまく話を聞いてくれないか君の声だけが心を軽くするただ相槌をけどこらえて笑った元気出せよと笑った君が寂しい時はいつだって飛んでくようまく言葉が見つからないけれど
Did the a cappella feel kind of familiar from the beginning of this episode? No, I really love what musically is being done here with Ken Hidai's voice playing a lot of different roles, you know, like an a cappella group with just some very light percussion underneath it. It's not a style that I usually like, actually. I know it's scandalous to admit, but I really like what it does here in Kimi wa Tomodachi. This was the theme song for the Fuji TV drama Wonderful Life. Wonderful Life is about a retired baseball player whose family leaves him. He decides to devote his time to coaching a kid's baseball team. He tries to inspire them, but he is not exactly the most inspiring person due to his personality flaws. But I think this kind of heartwarming theme can bring a certain level of understanding to how that story could turn out to be kind of nice, you know, in the end. And the music video for the song is completely animated. It's a really touching story. Touching? I don't know. It's a really cute story of a dragon and a young boy befriending each other. I hope that's the right one. It's hard to know when you're on the internet sometimes, but that is the one I found, and I really enjoyed it. It was super cute and a nice, light viewing to accompany this very sweet song. I hope you enjoyed Kimi wa Tomodachi. If you've ever thought of applying and joining the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, you can see our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details. It is a great opportunity. You'll get to talk about awesome artists like Ken Hirai. And furthermore, you should join our Patreon Donors Club. It is the best way to hear more tracks on our podcast, including the full 10 songs in this episode and our other artists of the month and special episodes. And that just starts at just $1 a month. Guys, I put in a lot of work picking out some awesome music, and I want everyone to know as much as possible about Ken Hirai, so please, please consider joining. And it's just $1 a month, so if you're interested in joining, you can check out more details at jtop10.jp/club, and we hope that you will consider joining. And let's bring it to a little bit closer to our current age. That was from 2004. Let's bring it all the way up to 2016. It's Maho te itte ii kana? And it's the next song on this countdown.
Number 4.
Kimi ga anmari mabushiku warau kara tsubuta mabuta ni nokotta orange wa itsu shika boku no haato no hiro ni natta kimi ga anmari mubobi ni naku kara tsurareta boku ga tomaranaku natte saigo wa kimi ga senaka wo sasutte kureta ne ai toyu aimai na mono ni kimi wa sono yubi de rinkaku wo egaite kureta ogesa na koto wa nani mo dekinai kedo kimi wo egao ni suru mahou wa ikutsu ka motte run da kaeri michi no inu no naki mane ano hi no honne kimi no negoto no hanashi soshite daisuki no kisu kimi ga masuku boku o mitsumeru kara kakushita gusha gusha ga atama wo dashite kizukeba kimi ga yasashiku nadete kureta ne ai toyu uta shika na mono ni kimi wa sono koe de shinjitsu wo utatte kureta tokubetsu na mono wa nani mo ないけど君を笑顔にする魔法ならいくつか持ってるんだくしゃみをする君の顔真似あの時君に打てなかったメールの話大好きのキスて君を笑顔にする魔法が消えてしまったら一緒に泣こう一緒にもがこう一緒に生きよう見つかるまで探し続けよう魔法って言っていいかな大げさなことは何もできないけど魔法はいくつか持ってるんだ の日の本音、君の寝言の話、そして大好きのキス、そして大好きのキス。
That once again was Maho te itte ii kana, and the vocals for this song are all Hirai Ken, of course, are all Ken Hirai, but the guitar was played by Ukigumo from the band Petrols. So this song was used in commercials for the Panasonic Lumix GX7 digital SLR camera, and it kind of makes sense. The video is very beautifully shot, and it features lots of beautifully shot scenes of Ken Hirai among marketplaces and performing out in the streets and things, and it's very, very nice and touching accompaniment to this beautiful song. Now, I just love how clear and beautiful Ken Hirai's tones are in his voice, and I think this song really features it super well, especially because it's so peeled back, you know, guitar and his voice being the primary focus of everything, and it just works so well on so many levels, featuring that nice falsetto and everything, and featuring a great range from Ken Hirai. So this song reached number 11 on the Oricon chart only, sadly, but it actually went to number 1 on the iTunes, Music.jp, and Rekotoku charts for digital downloads, which I think is very well deserved. I love this song, it's very beautiful. I hope you enjoyed it as well. Before moving along, I have a quick announcement. Do you want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. To get full details about how to advertise with us, you can check out jtop10.jp or email our sales manager, Amanda, at amanda@jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Well, I personally would like to advertise our next song. It's Strawberry Sex from 2002.
Number 3.
that again was Strawberry Sex, and that song was actually used to advertise the very strangely named Honda Vats. It was a Japanese hatchback K-car wagon that resembles the more popular Nissan Cube. That is quite a strange name, but I can understand how sometimes those things get through. So Ken actually performed the acoustic version of this song on MTV Unplugged, and he did so as the first Japanese artist to ever appear on that program, which is how I got really hooked into Ken Hirai's music. Well, thanks to my friend here in Chiba, but yeah, when I studied abroad, I had mentioned that I liked Lauryn Hill, and she introduced me to Ken Hirai via Lauryn Hill, because they also did some collab work, as I mentioned before. So this song really brings me back to high school a lot. I used to listen to it and bop around the halls, and everyone would. It's really fun, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. I think it also features another wonderful aspect to Ken Hirai's performative abilities and kind of lyrical work. I like the way he intonates in Japanese. It's kind of atypical. If you listen to a lot of his songs, he doesn't have like a regular cadence for a lot of the way he uses Japanese in his songs, and I really like that. I think it's featured here, and it will definitely be featured in the next two songs, the last two songs on this Artist of the Month countdown. And speaking of those last two songs, here is the first of the last. First of the last two, I should say. It's Nonfiction from 2017. I hope you enjoy.
Number two.
描いた夢は叶わないことの方が多い。優れた人を羨んでは自分が嫌になる。浅い眠りに押しつぶされそうな夜もある。優しい隣人が陰で牙を剥いていたり、惰性で見てたテレビ。消すみたいに生きることを時々やめたくなる。人生は苦痛ですか、成功が全てですか。僕はあなたに、あなたにただ会いたいだけ。みすぼらしくていいから、欲まみれでもいいから。僕はあなたの、あなたの本当を知りたいから。響き消える笑い声、一人歩く曇り道。僕はあなたに、あなたにただ会いたいだけ。字書き通りに行かぬ毎日は誰のせい。熱い戦いをただベンチで眺めてばかり。消えそうな炎を両手で包むように生きることを諦めきれずにいる。人生は悲劇ですか、成功は孤独ですか。僕はあなたに、あなたにただ会いたいだけ。正しくなくていいから、くだらなくてもいいから。僕はあなたの、あなたの本当を知りたいから。カバンの奥で鳴る鍵、仲間呼ぶカラスの声。僕はあなたに、あなたに生きてますか、誰のため生きれますか。僕はあなたに、あなたにただ会いたいだけ。人生を恨みますか、
しみは嫌いですか？僕はあなたの、あなたの本当を知りたいから。秘密涙一人雨、目覚めたら襲う不安。僕はあなたに、あなたにただ会いたいだけ。信じたい嘘を聞かない薬、帰れないさよなら。叫べ叫べ叫べ、
Nonfiction was the theme song for the TBS Police TV drama Chisana Kyojin. In the Kohaku Utagasen performance of this song, there was an interpretive dancer, which is also featured in the music video for this song, which was shot in a theme park at night. Actually, I think the interpretive dance that is featured is called Buto, and it is a type of Japanese dance that grew in popularity, actually developed after World War II, and it emphasizes kind of pain and distress and things like that through movement. If I'm not mistaken, I think I'm reading this right. I hope I don't put to shame my art history degree in these few moments describing Buto to you guys, but I do believe that is the type of performance going on here, and it relates directly to the lyrical themes in Nonfiction that Kenhira is singing about. And I just really love the intonation and cadence and things that I mentioned before, just previously, in this song. And I think it's really emotional and very well done. And this is just such a go-to song for me whenever I go to karaoke or anything, just doing the dishes. It adds an extra layer of drama that I really love. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. Before we round out this Artist of the Month, I have one last announcement to all of our indie Japanese music artists out there. So if you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at rekka@jtop10.jp, along with the song that you would like us to feature on our podcast. Our Japanese translator, Miki, will be announcing this message in Japanese for our Japanese listeners.So please, Miki, take it away.
インディーズミュージシャンの方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督、レッカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。recca@jtop10.jp です。メールにポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
Thank you. And the moment of truth. This is maybe, I don't want to put them on a ranking because I love all of Ken Hidai's work equally, of course. You know, I can't play favorites when we're dealing with such a beloved artist of mine. But this is definitely a standout song, and I hope you can all enjoy Pop Star from 2005.
Number one.
I wanna be a pop star. 君をもっと夢中にさせてあげるからね。キラキラのポップスター、羽を広げ、魔法をかけてあげよう。喜びと君に会えない寂しさ。
していたいくら闇も君はそっと拾い上げて大切な僕なんだと抱きしめてくれた光へと続く道を歩いて行こう気づかばうこの右手は君と手をつなぐために You gonna be my pop star 僕をもっと夢中にさせてよ微笑んでキラキラのポップスターその瞳で僕に魔法をかけて You are my only pop star 僕をぎゅっと抱きしめたらもう離さないキラキラのポップスターその瞳で僕に魔法をかけて今すぐに
So after Ken Hirai's debut on MTV Unplugged and his performance at the Apollo Theater in New York, this song actually ended up being a big crossover hit for Ken Hirai. The music video played in American and Canadian MTV broadcasts. And I can see why. It's remembered well for featuring Ken in 7 different distinct personas, including a raccoon. My personal favorite Ken persona in this video is the manager. I think he has a very nice managerial look to him. And this song is actually really popular with the gaming world as well. It was featured in several games, including Taiko no Tatsujin, Jubeat, Tatakae, Owendang 2, and many more. And it was also featured for the TV drama Kikken na Aneki. I love the bop. I love the theme of being, you know, someone's pop star. I think the lyrics are clever and a kind of nice wink and nudge from Ken Hirai to all the fans, maybe myself included. I might have gotten a little doki doki listening to the lyrics for the first time, but I really enjoy it and I think it's a fun way to round out a wonderful celebration of Ken Hirai that we got to do this April. Thank you for bearing with my awful April Fool's jokes. I hope none of you were immediately turned off to the podcast. But that said, I hope you'll join us for our next podcast. We will be featuring William, and he will host another Top 10 episode set to be released in the coming days. So before you go, our staff, Tommy and Aaron, recorded a special April Fool's-like React episode, where they were shown some unique and interesting music videos and songs from YouTube, though not necessarily from a Japanese background. Some of the content is a bit more suggestive than our normal content, so listener discretion is advised. Here is a clip of their React episode, and to hear the full episode, visit our website at jtop10.jp. So please, please, please check that out and enjoy your next episode with William. I know he always brings a good episode. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you enjoyed Ken Hirai. Go check him out some more, and until we meet again, mata ne.
Classic. I don't think we need to watch any more of this. I just got Rickrolled by my boss.
I love this song, though.
Wait, I want to do a bit. Hang on before we end it. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules. And suck to one. Okay, we can stop it.
Japan top dang a dee.
No, it's the other one.
Oh.
Japan top 10. The number one Japanese music podcast.